Welcome to Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights, a podcast by coaches for coaches. Our guests share their hard-won wisdom to help you grow your coaching business and create a life of success. So get ready to unlock the blueprints to your success. Hey, welcome to today's episode. I'm so thrilled that you're here. And I'm also thrilled that we have Noelle Powers here. Her company is called N Factor Coaching, and she's a business coach. I'm excited to hear what she has to say and what she can teach us all today. So welcome to the show, Noelle. It's lovely to have you here.
Thank you, Jeannie. Great to be here.
Fantastic. Tell us a little bit about how you became a business coach. What was your journey? Where did you start? How did you end up there?
Well, you've got it. So I've been in business and entrepreneurialism my whole life. I was that kid picking, helping other people garden. I always had ways to make money. I spent my whole life as an entrepreneur. And then about 5 years ago, my whole life blew up. It was the middle of the COVID shutdowns. I got divorced. I moved states 3 times in 2 years with my toddler in the backseat. And then I opened my laptop in a brand new apartment and I found out that my mentor had died from cancer.
Oh my gosh.
Quite the story arc here. It was really this moment where I could have really lost myself to grief and despair and just uncertainty. But something amazing happened. This clarity came to me. Instead of feeling lost, I felt like I really found myself in that moment, that my vision for the way I wanted to live my life, for the work I've always wanted to do, the impact I wanted to make, it all came to me. How to do it. 3 steps right here. I'd like to share that. The first one is I need to have a vision for my own life. I don't know what's going to happen today or tomorrow. Other people have their own deal, but I decided I need to pick the one impact I really want to make, right? Because as entrepreneurs, there's all kinds of products. As a coach, there's services you can give, but what's the one thing, to quote Gary Keller, what's the one thing that you really want to be known for? And thinking about my own legacy, what do I want to be remembered for? If I could only make someone's life wonderful in one way, what is it going to be? And that's how it dawned on me that my personal topic, vision-driven profit, that's what I was going to focus on. Because if I could just, I knew I was onto something, because if I could just share this amazing paradigm that I came up with one person every day, I would be totally satisfied. Right?
I love that.
And you have to start there, sharing with 1% at a time. I decided, okay, I'm going to really become a global thought leader, because you're not going to change the world by selling. You're going to change the world by sharing a message that changes the way people think about things. I reached into Steve Jobs, Oprah Winfrey, Jeff Bezos, Sarah Blakely of Spanx, Harley Davidson. I reached for the visionary leaders of the top brands, because I thought these people understand leadership. They understand influence. And I jumped in with both feet. I decided I'm going to write a book series just to really demonstrate that this is not just my idea, that I created a paradigm, and I call it vision-driven profit. And that's when you learn to be a visionary leader. You have to think about this. When you go into business, you sell things, you have a product or service, but people don't just need that. They need your vision and your leadership. And so I kind of spelled it out, the path, how a 20-year-old Steve Jobs has $2,000 making computers in his dad's garage, and how he stepped into this role as a visionary leader. It was not money. It was not a million followers on Facebook. No one stood up and said, hey, I'm going to give you all of this. He stepped into that role. And the point of my coaching, first of all, is thought leadership, that we need to step away from this idea that being an entrepreneur means running a business. I would rather not run a business. Some days it's really terrible. It's like being president of the United States. Who would really want to do that, right? Besides making a good impact, right? That's the number one. Is to think about the bigger picture of, I can only make one change in the world. I can only make one impact. What is it going to be? And how am I going to, from day one, how am I going to think in terms of personal legacy?
Yeah, I love that. I was just listening to something the other day, and they were talking about, you can't go into business for money. Certainly profit, don't get me wrong, profit is important, but You really have to go in with passion and love and to want to make a change. Otherwise, you're not going to last and you're not going to be willing to go through those really hard times or that time when you're unsure of what you're doing.
That's
I
right.
totally get
And
that.
then,
Yeah.
we have control over some things, but you kind of have to pick. Life will grant you one wish. And when you have a vision, it means that time is an ingredient. The first thing you need to long term, you need to think in 20 years, what's the real change I've made in the world? Then you create that path where you can get there. But some years nothing works. Those are the years you learn. And that's exactly right. Then you have no expectation for when you're going to make money on it. And I kind of wanted to touch on that. Like a lot of people, they say, I'm a great coach. When is all the money going to appear? I don't know. But you have to have a brand, right? You have to be for one person. You have to go out there and find 10 or 20 people who share the ideals that you do. You need to build a portfolio. And recently, I shared this analogy that your reputation is gold. Strong brands, especially coaching brands, you need to decide, what is your reputation? What is the one commitment? And these days, I was asking myself, well, I really need to refine this myself because everyone's asking me. And I was connecting business owners with podcast hosts because it was just a fantasy of people like, wow, my coach is actually making a special connection for me and it's opening the world to me. And you have to think about delighting your customer that, make a commitment and keep it, but delight them. You want them to turn around and say, Coach Nawal was awesome. I had so much fun. It was unbelievable. You want to be delivering those experiences that move beyond business because we're not having enough fun. We're not helping people in a magical way. And so I wanted to bring more of that in there that I just, when I say, hey, I'd love to help you share your insights. And when you go into this, I want to say like on LinkedIn where, people are tired of pitches and veiled sales approaches and stuff. Now, if you're just purely saying, what can I do for your business? What would really make the difference and make them want to jump into discussing a collaboration with you? That has been so key to me recently. Just doing something with people and for them that makes you memorable. They really think about and they make that post, Coach Noel helped me with this introduction, making things more organic, making people want to jump into that relationship with you.
Yeah, I totally agree. And it was interesting. I was also listening, I think it was earlier today, about someone who was talking about, the effect of AI. And he said, AI, is going to do so much, but your relationships with your audience, with your clients, with your prospects, it can't replicate that. That is something that you can build. And that is something so important and so key to being successful and to making an impact.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like you need to find your own flair because it's your personality, and I love being a connector. I love collaboration. I think what are the most attractive words in the human language? Like, let's collaborate in 2025. Let's see if the synergies are there. Because the second thing I want to talk about is community. Going into coaching in the middle of the pandemic, 20 years ago, I was on the coaching circuit with people like Tony Robbins and T. Harv Eker and everyone believed they needed to travel to learn. And I'm the opposite. Instead of going to a 3-day seminar, you know what I saw? People getting high as a kite on the motivation and the energy in the room. And then they go back to everyday life and they flatten like a pancake. And that is a very bad place to be. What I really like is I have online coaching programs and I was educated on how to create a program. And I love how my customers, they own successful startups or successful businesses. They already have great clients, a great product. I'm not helping people launch anything from scratch, but what I want them to do is transform a successful business into an industry-leading brand. And there are specific steps to do that. And I mentioned studying Steve Jobs and Amazon and any company that you really love as a brand started in a very similar way. But right now I'm talking about community, especially online communities, because the people who are thinking similar thoughts are congregating. They're creating these online tribes. I learned that if I create relationships, not just going into a Facebook group and making a post, who wants to join my email list? We kind of need to move away from that a little bit. That's getting tired. But to go into a group where you really resonate with people and you share your message and your story, and you connect with ideal clients, and you say, what can we really do with each other and for each other in these four walls? Let's have collaboration partners. There's no prize for succeeding or failing alone. We're in the age of collaboration. And I think too many entrepreneurs are trying to do everything themselves. When I wake up in the morning and talk about what kind of clients do I like? When I wake up on January 1st, I have four goals I want to accomplish for the year. And I ask myself, how can I accomplish all of these this quarter through relationships?
Yeah, absolutely. I think collaboration is so important, and it's so fun. You were talking earlier about having some fun, and it's exciting and fun. My business partner and I are all about teaching, and we love to educate people and make them feel like they've learned something and make them feel good about themselves. I'm totally on board with that.
Absolutely. And relationship capital will take you further than anything else. And a lot of this is shifting to an abundance mindset that when you bring a lot to a relationship, you're already rich. It's a certain magnetic quality to true wealth and abundance is relationship capital. And a lot of people, they wait until they've driven themselves crazy with their business. They finally make money and then they turn around and they said, "Hey, I should have hired a business coach. It would have saved me money." And I'm telling people, we still need to remove the shame or embarrassment or anything else. Top performers, they all have coaches. We wouldn't know who Michael Jordan was if he didn't have coaches. The best coaches produce the best performers. And so we still need to remove that stigma that it is better to spend your last $250 on a coach who will walk you through steps. If you want to be an industry leader, if you want to be number one in your market, well, someone else has already figured it out. So you need to focus more on being the best at what you're doing and then learn how to specifically. I walk people through how do you combine the branding, marketing, the leadership concept with the PR. One of my programs is that it's called 12 weeks. It's a 12-week shakedown. Position your brand as number one in your market because I can show you how to create a brand philosophy, how to win an industry award in as little as 1 week, and then how to create sales out of it. Again, I was a top sales trainer and consultant in one of America's top 10 brands. It's Empire Today. And I was totally lost in the passion of discovering how do you leverage the power of a brand to maximize sales. So I challenged myself, I'm going to double my sales in the next 12 weeks, in the next year, and I'm going to do it working half the hours. And what did I get out of this? We had a 90-second video that crushed sales objections. I learned how to turn people on with a philosophy, not exaggerating the claims, right? Sometimes we get into belligerent behavior that people don't like. I went through the trial and error. And now some of my customers say, okay, I want to lead my market, but how do I get those fast gains? Can you do that in a way that's totally relevant, that's going to help you establish long-term leadership in your market? Yes. If you're that person out there and you say, I already have a great company, I have great products, I don't want you to tell me about my brand, my logo, or my website. If you don't position your brand as number one in your market, you don't need a website. You don't need a logo. Until you anchor your brand in what's the one impact you make in people's lives, what is your reputation? Is your reputation that you take something great and you make it faster? Do you make it simpler? Do you make it smoother? Do you make it frictionless? Do you bring joy to the experience? Are you bringing someone peace of mind? Do you know how to put this on? Do you know how to clone your ideal client? Because until you do this, you don't need the checklist of that logo and the colors and the slogan. It needs to be anchored in the emotional experience of your client. I always say, wait till you have really good paying clients before you put money into those assets. Because, right, we've been taught that a brand is the visual aspects, but I want you to turn it on its head and turn yourself into an impact-making brand. And then ask someone, hey, what do you think this should look like?
Yeah, that's funny because one of my mentors, she calls it procrasti branding because you can spend forever just playing around with your brand. Oh, I like this color. Should I try this or this font? And it's really just keeping yourself busy but not actually accomplishing anything. It's a place where people can get very stuck because they feel like, oh, my logo is going to be everything about me. And like you said, it's really not.
And that's what vision-driven profit. And I just, my slogan is that profit follows impact. That when you practice making a greater impact on people, then you have something to develop. You have that core. But this is about the human elements. This is, if you do not know how to lead and inspire and influence people, you don't have a brand. You just have a logo. You're just running a business. You haven't stepped into your power as an entrepreneur.
Absolutely. Tell me a little bit. I know that you have, you talk to your clients and your coaches about close rates. Did you want to talk a
Yes.
little bit more
No.
in depth about that?
I do. Yes, because if you are a coach or a consultant, or really you rely on your expertise for a living, I want to talk about why I'm not happy with the close rate of 25% as an industry standard, because it means that you don't know how to close sales as an industry leading brand, because there's kind of a formula. First of all, you need to have some third party verification, win an award, become an executive contributor. You just need to speak the language of prestige, and it doesn't take a lot, but it separates you. You do need that award, but does the award make you an industry leader? No. Making a commitment, saying, I'm a global award-winning business coach. I am the only person who teaches you how to combine brand leadership, marketing, and PR from the top 1%. I'm the only person who teaches you this. Let me show you how this works so that you can take one step at a time. How that affects closing is I have a 90-second video, and I'm just going to kind of go into this. You need to take your highest sales, the sales objections you hear on every call, and you need to make a video that just crushes it. Says, this is who I am. This is how we connect. This is my philosophy. This is how I'm recognized for making a commitment in my brand. If you don't make a commitment and keep it, no one believes anything you say, right? So just demonstrate, we make getting a beautiful new floor easy. Here's three ways we make it easy. In my coaching practice, I give you step-by-step processes that you can implement right now to go from where you are now to number one in your market. And then, like, let's break this down, demonstrating your preeminence and then demonstrating that there's a process to it. And then, you might have some testimonials. But the whole point here is we need to invite our fans to our concert. A sales call is like a music concert. That person should already love you. We need to be asking people qualifying questions. Number one, what is it that you like about my work that makes you get on a sales call with me? A brand is about love or hate. If someone is on a call with you and they don't love something or hate something, you've already lost. You cannot convince someone to be interested in you, right? So we need to use content to prime this person so that they're a fan. And I'll talk about two kinds specifically. So the war is on attention. We need to use our profiles on social media to get people to 30-minute trainings, like a podcast. We need to get them to go to an episode of the podcast where they're engaged, where they're enrolled. First of all, can this person focus for more than 2 seconds? Do they know what you're about? Not only do they want your results, but do they like your process? Do they like the way you think? When someone says, I'd like to schedule a strategy session, you need to be pushing them away. Make sure that they have something fantastic to say about you. And then, we need to get into what are the 3 points? What are we going to get into? And I ask people, you have this goal, correct? But what are the 3 points? You already had a business coach. What did they not address? So when you get on a sales call, these people are exposed to your philosophy that makes you unique. You've just demonstrated that a third party, that you're very credible. Hopefully, you know who their favorite talking head is and that they've already seen the video of you interviewing with them. When we get on a sales call, that person needs to be sold on you and sold that, okay, there are 3 points and we're going to dive into this. It's can we get to the bottom of this and clarify it and really bring it down so we agree the end of this? And like I say, it's like fans at a concert. You sing a song and you hold the mic out. Do you love this? And they need to say, yes. Right? Because sometimes we haven't let our content do the work. And a brand is about you're only for one person. So if that person is not already in agreement with you before getting on the sales call, you're not doing sales there. You're at the wrong point in the relationship. And I want to tell you that this is real. I've worked with brand new sales reps in one of the top brands in America. And I led this in the middle of the shutdowns to the number one performing market in America. And, this is dealing with human elements. It's making people feel comfortable. It's sending a video to them, making sure they say, yeah, I want to do the sales presentation, and having them agree. And another big thing, make sure that what's the number one question that makes you know someone's not the right customer? For me, I am not helping someone get their first client. The number one problem in their business is cash flow. It's not the right time for us to have this conversation. And be respectful, but tell them, I need to make sure that we're a good fit. I really value your time. You need to slash your strategy calls in half. And put people on a nurturing campaign, put people on some free trainings, give them some homework. And when I've got like a 12-point checklist, when they've done that homework and they understand your value as a coach and they have some cash flow, condition these people to become your ideal client. But you don't want to do that on a strategy call.
Absolutely. It makes total sense that you want to do everything you can to expose this person to who you are and what you do, and let them or you decide if it's a good fit. Because ultimately, if it's not a good fit, if you can convince this person to work with you, but it's not a good fit, nobody wins. They're not going to be happy and you're not going to be happy.
And
It's
then
total sense.
we need more touch points as well. We're in the communication age. That means if someone is thinking about booking a strategy call, that means it's time to show up every day in a subtle but persuasive way. It means thank you so much. I'd love to have you at the next training. I want you to get value. That means you're texting them. Because the more touch points we create with someone before that strategy call, the more likely that person is, like trust factor that a lot of people say. But let's break this down. People prefer the face they've seen 10 times over the one they've seen less. So again, you want to make sure you're stacking the deck in your favor before you get on this strategy call, because there's no reason why we can't be closing 50 or 80% just by understanding the best practices and understanding the communication that people prefer now. And just really quickly, a statistic everyone needs to know, because everyone asks me at these global summits, Coach Noel, what do you put on your social media profile? What kind of posts are you making? We need to put people in the long soak, that when someone is buying a high ticket item from you, it's $1,000 or more per year. Insurance, coaching, doesn't matter. That's a high ticket product. You want this person to consume 70 minutes of your content in 1 week. So if you're on your social media profile, you need to get people excited to get into the sauna, to take that slow soak, because this is the AI statistic in webinar communities that 70% of people are waiting to consume 70 minutes of your content in 1 week and they're ready to buy.
Love
So
that.
tell me, would that change your business? Would it change your business to wait to get on a strategy call to make sure that your brand is clear, that you're the only choice? And then they get on the strategy call, and then you just iron out the details.
Yep, I love that. That's such a great philosophy and a great target for people who are trying to grow their business and trying to get to that next level. This has been fantastic. Did we cover all of the things that
We
you
did.
wanted to cover today?
We did. We talked about the deep philosophy of becoming a visionary leader, of making sure that you communicate your ideals, which is what people pay for, right? They pay with their emotional brain, not their rational brain. And then we talked about what's happening right now in coaching and how to prevent these stumbling blocks and avoid that frustration. Know what to focus on to be consistent so that you have an amazing, high impact, and profitable coaching brand where you're aligned with your long-term vision and those action steps for what you're doing today.
That's fantastic. Well, Coach Noel, I know there's a lot of people listening who are saying, hey, I know what she's talking about. I totally love her philosophy. I'm in the position that I think I need to work with her. So, what is the best way for them to reach out to you?
Yes, the best way to reach me is infactorcoaching.com. That's N as the Nancy, Factor Coaching. And I always have a special offer right now. If you want to position your brand as number one in your market, I have a free webinar and workbook for you to do all this homework again so you can plug this into your business for a full 12 weeks and then reach out and ask if there's something more that I can do for you.
I love that. Well, thank you for that free opportunity. So, my last question for you is the same for all of my guests, and it is, if you could provide one tip to make the world a better place, what would that be?
Absolutely. Commit to your long-term vision. Step into the role as a visionary because that's the way that you become a catalyst for positive change, is seeing a positive future for people and being able to lead people from where they are now to who they really want to be.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you, Noelle. It's obvious that you are a great leader and inspiration. So I appreciate you coming here and sharing your knowledge with our audience and getting us all fired up to become number one in
Number one in the market.
number one in the market. That's perfect. So thank you again for joining me today, Noelle.
Thank you, Jeannie.
Thanks for joining us today on Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights. We hope you're leaving this episode with inspiration to take your coaching business and your life to the next level. If you found value in this episode, we would love it if you would subscribe and share it with someone else who you think might benefit from hearing it. Thanks, and we'll see you in the next episode.